The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And we have a very exciting, exciting show for you today as we walk through the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. We have our special guest, Terrell Munger, and we have our special host, Robin Donaldson, owner of Renew Construction Services, Ursula Odom, owner of Sulu 2 Publishing, and Sharon Parker, Ask Coach Parker. Every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, we walk through the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, chapter by chapter. We started with chapter 1 on desire. Napoleon Hill says that desire is the starting point of all achievements, and he calls it the first step to riches. He shares with us a story of Edwin Barnes and how he used his desire relentlessly to become owner and partner with Edison. Then we went to chapter 2 on faith. Napoleon Hill calls faith the visualization and belief in the attainment of a desire. This is the second. And he also says that faith is the head chemist of the mind. When faith is blended with vibration of thought, the subconscious mind instantly picks up the vibration, translates it into its spiritual equivalent, and transmits it into infinite intelligence. We also know that as prayer. And then we enter the chapter on auto-suggestion. Chapter 3, which is where we are now, he calls auto-suggestion as the medium for influencing the subconscious mind as the third step to riches. Napoleon Hill says that auto-suggestion is a term which applies to all suggestions, all self-administered stimuli, which reach one's mind through the five senses. Stated another way, auto-suggestion is self-suggestion. It is the agency of communication between that part of the mind where conscious thought takes place and that which serves as the seat of action for the subconscious mind. Napoleon Hill, before writing this book, was asked by Andrew Carnegie if he would be willing to take 20 years of his life and research the wealthiest, most successful people of their day to develop a philosophy of success. But he also said to Mr. Hill, Carnegie said, but I will not pay you a dime. So we want to ask each of you that's listening to this show today if you would take the opportunity and take the chance of researching anything for 20 years and not receive a dime. If we knew the end product was a philosophy of success, of course we would say yes. Even if you don't know, faith tells us that even if you don't know, desire tells us that even if you don't know, the answer should always be yes. Because if you are willing to persist until you succeed with the spirit of excellence, the answer will always be yes, even though it appears to be no. So with that thought in mind, we're going to have our co-host come on and share their aha moment from the chapter on auto-suggestion. Then we will go to a commercial break. Then we will come back with our awesome guest, Mr. Terrell Munger. So first we're going to start with the Queen of Clean, Ms. Robin Donaldson, and have her to share her aha moment from the auto-suggestion chapter. Good morning, Queen of Clean.
Good morning, good morning. My aha moment came from page 71, up under summary of instructions. So understanding that this is a success formula, and it was, okay, actually, let me just go ahead and read. Says, if you are only a student, there is a chance that you may learn much that you did not know, but you will learn only by assuming an attitude of humility. If you choose to follow some of the instructions but neglect or refuse to follow others, you will fail. To get satisfactory results, you must follow all instructions in a spirit of faith. And my aha moment came, I remember in class I was solving a problem, and my economic professor, he says, Robin, you have the right answer. He said, but he says that sometimes you come up with the right answer, however, you're doing the steps incorrectly. So basically, I was trying to take a shortcut to solving a problem, and the chances of me getting it correct are very slim to none. So, again, that's what stood out with me when I read that, because a lot of us, and I'll say me, make a habit of trying to take a shortcut. But, again, this formula that is outlined in the Think and Grow Rich book, it has explicit instructions. Like, we can't just, do not trust your reason when creating your plan for accumulating wealth. Because our reasoning is faulty. So, again, the moment came with that I need to follow this exactly to the letter if I expect to get the results that I'm looking for, the same results that so many others have followed and had created their desire or their mission or goal in life. So, again, that's where my aha moment came from.
Thank you so very much for that, Robin. For the benefit of those of you who may be listening and you may not have a copy of the book, when she said the summary of instructions, I just want to briefly give you what the book says about the summary of instructions. And she said it's on page 71. Basically, it says the instructions given in connection with the six steps in chapter one. And for those of you that have been following us from the very beginning, or if this is your very first time listening in, Napoleon Hill, in chapter one, tells us about what he has created as the six steps to riches. He says, first, you must fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. It is not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Be definite to the amount, because there is a psychological reason for definiteness, which will be described in a subsequent chapter, which is this chapter. Second, he says, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. There is no such reality as something for nothing. Third, he states, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. Fourth, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you are ready or not, to put this plan into action. write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you desire for the money you desire. And describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. 6, read your statement aloud twice daily, just before retiring at night and once upon arising in the morning. As you read, see, and feel, and believe yourself already in possession of the money. And so going to her point about the summary of instructions, these are the instructions that she's talking about, taking them in order. So with that, we're going to go now to Ursula with her aha moment, and Ursula will be followed by Sharon. So Miss Ursula Odom, if you can share with us your aha moment from your reading.
Good morning. Yes, I would love to. And I'm going to read from page 73 to explain what my aha moment was all about. And it says, many philosophers have made the statement that each person is the master of his or her own earthly destiny. But most of them have failed to say why this is so. The reason that we may be the master of our own earthly status, and especially our financial status, is thoroughly explained in this chapter. We may become the master of ourselves and of our environment because we have the power to influence our own subconscious mind, and through it to gain the cooperation of infinite intelligence. The chapter you are now reading represents the keystone in the arc of the Think and Grow Rich philosophy. The instructions contained in this chapter must be understood and applied with persistence if you are to succeed in transmuting desire into money or any other result you seek. And to that end, what I realized, my aha moment, was that I choose, and I say choose because I think this is all a part of it, to see my affirmations in things around me. Let me give an example. I had some Chinese food, and my fortune said, be persistent in pursuing the goals of your life. I said, oh, okay, that's my auto suggestion for the day. I will be persistent. I will achieve the things that I've decided that I want to have in my life. And then I think in terms of Muhammad Ali. I saw a fight not too long ago, a rerun of a fight of his, and this person wouldn't call his name, and he kept saying, say my name, say my name. And throughout the fight, he was chanting things, and at some point during that fight, the commentator said, he's talking to himself as much as he is his opponent. And that was his way of making sure that he believed that he was the greatest, that he was going to make this man say his name. Rather than the person said his name or not is not material, but it messed with his opponent's psyche, and it gave him strength because he had a determination for that fight and that fight alone, what he had to achieve. He had a definite time frame that he had to achieve it. He had a definite desire that he had to achieve it. And he believed it with everything in him, and he was going to make that happen. So finally, I saw a candy bar, and this is not an endorsement for this candy bar. It was called 100 grand. I said, oh, okay, so there it is. 100 grand times however many 100 grands I intend to accumulate by the end of this year, this is going to be in front of me because that's what that piece of candy said. Now, I don't even remember what the candy tastes like, but I do see the word 100 grand every day, and it's a reminder that that times the number that I've chosen is what I will be putting in my head every single day. Because it's a multiple of 100 grand. Thank you very much. So that was my aha moment.
All right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Going back to the summary of instructions on page 71 for those who have the book, and if not, I'll read it. Napoleon Hill says, first go into a quiet spot in bed at night where you will not be disturbed or interrupted. Close your eyes and repeat aloud so you may hear your own words, the written statement of the amount of money you intend to accumulate. State the time limit for its accumulation and a description of the service or merchandise you intend to give in return for the money. Now, I'm reading this because I want to make sure that we all are on the same page, no pun intended, but I want to make sure we're all on the same page and understanding why is this chapter on auto-suggestion so very important to the principles and the philosophy of success in Think and Grow Rich. And we'd like to suggest that it basically influences your subconscious mind as to helping you see and feel and touch it first before you realize it. He goes on to say, as you carry out these instructions, see yourself already in possession of the money. And he gives an example. Napoleon Hill states, for example, suppose you intend to accumulate $500,000 by the 1st of January, 5 years hence, that you intend to give personal services in return for the money in the capacity of a sales representative. Your statement of your purpose should be similar to the following. And he begins with quotations. By the first day of January, and then you state the year, I will have in my possession $500,000, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I would give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of, and then you would describe the merchandise you intend to sell in this space. He goes on to say, I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render in return for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money and will follow plan when it is received. He tells us to repeat the program night and day. Place a written copy of your statement. Now, I am reading this because this is my aha moment. When I read this in 1979, 9 p.m., December 31st, 1980, I began to implement this. And I can honestly say I started out with $1,000 saying that that's my amount of money that I wanted to make. From 1979, 1980 to today, I can raise my hand and honestly say, memorizing this statement, placing the amount of money over the years, changing the date and changing the amount of money, I have hit 80 to 90% of my goals in terms of the money. Now, we're not proposing that you do, you know, osmosis and all of this. We're talking about true, factual actions that we all must commit to take using the auto-suggestion process. And some people say, well, I don't want to make any money. And I suggest learn how to make the money, then give it away. It's not about the money. It is who we become in the process of this process. So with that, I'm going to go to our newest member of our co-host, and that's Miss Sharon Ask the Coach Parker. Good morning, Sharon. Your aha moment, please, from the book.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much. I'm excited, and I can totally just chime right in to my aha moment being a compilation of everything everyone has said. On page 68, it says, by following these instructions, those in which you guys have already went over, I communicate the object of my desire directly to my subconscious mind in a spirit of absolute faith. It says, Remember, therefore, when reading aloud the statement of your desire through which you are endeavoring to develop a money conscious or anything other success conscious, that the mere reading of the words is of no consequence. Unless you mix emotion or feel or feeling with your words, if you repeat a million times the formula Emily Coe formula, day by day, in every way, I'm getting better and better, without mixing emotion and faith with your words, you will experience no desirable results. Your subconscious mind recognizes and acts only upon the thoughts which you have been well mixed, which have been well mixed with emotion and feeling. And the aha moment for me is, you know, we're always told not to feel or not to have emotion in the things that we desire. And for me, learning that some of the reasons why I have not attained some of the things I desire is because I didn't put the right emotion with it. I didn't put the right spirit with it, for lack of better words, as it said, by following these instructions. I communicate the object of my desire, which would be the $100,000 I keep hearing, directly to my subconscious mind in a spirit of absolute. And that's without doubt, without fail, without. And so my aha for me is sharing, hey, listen, what spirit or what emotion are you be putting behind it? So am I just saying it humdrum because you tell me to do it? Or do I really, as you said earlier, Ms. Ann, see, feel, and touch it pretty much in the spirit realm before it ever happens in the natural realm? So my aha for that is watch your emotion. Watch what energy that you're putting behind your affirmation or your suggestion, because what I say and do on the conscious realm affects what I do on the subconscious realm. And it later on goes on to say that the conscious realm serves as the, I believe it's the border or the protecting of what happens in the subconscious. So now I'm just being very mindful. Number one, what am I thinking? And to make sure, it said later in the book that it doesn't matter whether it's negative or positive, you're going to get it. So making sure I'm channeling my thoughts into a positive, into my desire. And by doing that, I have seen some so far, just reading and applying, some things beginning to come to me, because what I'm communicating of the object of my desire is absolute faith. So that's my aha moment.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you. We're going to prepare to go to a commercial break, but before we do, we want to let all of our listeners know, and a lot of people are chiming in this morning. We want to thank you for listening in. If you have a question and you'd like to participate in the show, please press 1 on your dial, and we will bring you on to share your question and or comment. But at this moment, we are going to take a moment. Someone has already raised their hand. And the last 4 digits of your number before we go to the commercial is 0970. Good morning. You have a question or comment?
Good morning, and the Master Builder. That's Building Hope and New Lives. This is Ferris Ebanks. How you doing?
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for calling and joining us.
Good morning. I've been absolutely enjoying the call. In fact, that summary of instructions was my aha moment on Tuesday morning about the summary of instructions, realizing that I've had the summary of instructions, but I've not really been following this summary of instructions. So that's my aha moment. So now I've just put down that $100,000 and my when I intend to get the $100,000 and what I intend to get for that money. So I want to tell you this morning that I am getting ready to follow this summary of instructions, because I haven't been following it, Ms. Ann. I really haven't been doing it. Hallelujah. I'm following you.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. And please continue. Yes, thank you. And so please continue to listen in, and thank you so very much for sharing. So we're going to go ahead and go to commercial break. And I want to thank Ferris for calling in and just reminding everybody something key that she said is, you know, we do have to put actions. I don't want anybody listening to this show thinking that all you have to do is write the statement and repeat it. No. No, it's a lot of work. And I like to share with people, it's one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life, which is to work on Ann McNeil, not work on my family members or the people that I work for, but to work on myself with auto-suggestion and self-discipline. So with that, we're going to go to commercial. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Mr. Terrell Munger, our awesome, awesome guest for our show today.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right. Who is Terrell Munger? Well, I met Terrell as a part of our Black NSA, National Speakers Association, mastermind, actually, a group that I was coaching. And you are in for an energetic, awesome person in the form of Terrell Munger. Terrell is naturally a motivational speaker, whether he's on a stage or not. He's a strategist and an author. He was born and raised in the impoverished community of South Memphis, and he learned early the power of his imagination. And despite his meager beginnings, he built an early professional career in the configuration development and system analysis. He's going to tell us about that. What I'd like to do is I can go on about Terrell's life mission, his education, his background, his beliefs, but just from being in his presence electronically, he is a ball of energy. And with that, the motivator of the motivators for today on this show, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, as we walk through the book talking about the auto-suggestion chapter, we want to welcome our special guest, Terrell Munger. Good morning, Terrell. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Great morning to you. I'm excited to be on with you.
All right. What I'd like to do, Terrell, is have you share about yourself, and then we will go to our co-host with our conversation. And we will go to our guests with their questions. So can you share with us first, you know, how did all of this desire come about for you from your humble beginnings?
I am just a natural born nerd, first of all. I was socially awkward, didn't run in the groups or whatever. My best friend was my sister. And because we were very, you know, very poor, how she would distract me from the maladies in which we were living in is we would look through the Sears catalog. That was our pastime. And we would point at it and saying, this is the type of clothes we're going to wear. This is the type of house we're going to live in. This is the type of car we're going to drive. So she trained me early that when times get hard, your quickest way out is through your imagination. So, and I learned that if you imagine and focus on things long enough, you start to create them in your life. So that has been my default, and I believe that has played a part of the world that I have been able to create for myself, is I would think it's strong enough until I start creating it.
Well, I think you create it for yourself, and you're also creating it for lots of other people. What I'd like to have you share now is, you know, how did you come into contact with this book, Think and Grow Rich, and what are your thoughts about this experience you're having?
The funny thing is, I've heard about this book a lot, but I was scared of it. The concept, because of where I came from, the concept of going after money seemed selfish to me. So I was like, I don't want to read a book about thinking and growing rich. I want to think and grow kind and nice and loving and be a good person. So I never even came in contact with the book. But when I joined in with the Black NSA and it was one of the readings on it, and I started reading and I was like, wait a minute, this is about more than just money. This is how you think. This is how you appreciate and value the tools that are needed to navigate through life, especially when it got into the auto suggestion chapter. I was like, wait a minute, I've been cheating myself. Because to be honest, some of the things that are in the book are naturally some of the things that life taught me and I was unconsciously applying to my life. But reading the book showed me how to intentionally apply those things, especially in the areas of what you are saying to yourself when your mouth is not moving.
Yeah, you shared earlier, Terrell, about your religious beliefs and what you thought, and I thought that was so appropriate for many of us, and I'll include myself because my mom was a holiness minister, and we were taught, you know, about well, I'm not going to get into all of that. I'll let you share what your comments were this morning in terms of, you know, the belief about here and now and getting it later on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up in church, and you hear your whole life the meek shall inherit the earth, and you know how hard it is for a rich man to get into heaven. So it gave you almost a negative connotation of thought pattern as it pertains to money. But I grew up to realize that there was really just a way for them to anesthetize their own pain and to justify their own lack. Since they could not attain wealth, they felt like, well, at least I have a spirit. Well, you can have spirit and wealth, you know, because it's not about just having or getting money. It is a tool that helps you navigate through environments. It is a tool that other people need to deal with some of the things in their own life. And an example I always look at is, you don't need to have a screwdriver all the time, but if you have something that needs to be open, it's nice to be able to reach and grab that tool and open what you need to open. That's the same way I feel about access to money and understanding the money, that it's an excellent tool to have to go with your spirituality, to go with your relationship, to go with your knowledge. Money is a nice tool to make all of that work together.
Well, I just want to just remind our listeners that you're listening to Terrell Munger, and his life mission is to teach others to train their thoughts to recognize and maximize opportunities that exist. He also believes that if any situation is to change, that change must start with the individual that recognizes the need. And so with that thought in mind, Terrell, can you share with us who is your target market and who do you speak to? Because many of our listeners may have a need to bring you in and share your excitement about the message.
Yeah, who I naturally navigate to and it end up being the people that mainly employ me is college students and people looking to bring a higher consciousness of diversity in their organization, as it pertains to customer service and even individuals trying to figure out how to navigate through the corporate culture. So I do a lot of speaking on social intelligence. That is the key. Recognition of the environment that you're in, paying attention to body language, vocal tone, the look in people's eyes. And if you can naturally be conscious or aware of the environment you're in, you can tailor your knowledge and how to apply it in that particular environment. And like an event I'm going to speak at today, the Leaders of Tomorrow, which is a bunch of high school students that are trying to make that adjustment from high school life to college life and all the dangers that come with it and how the best survive that change. So I deal with mostly education, diversity, and advancement of career.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we have our co-hosts that are on today, and they also would like to. I know that you have been waiting patiently to ask your and come. I can hear you laughing in the spirit already. So go ahead, Robin.
All righty. Because the chapter states that we are the captain of our soul and the master of our fate, and it also instructs us to recite our affirmations day and night. My question to you, Terrell, is what other methods or techniques do you use to feed your mind those positive or feeding the subconscious mind positive thoughts?
My main technique is to pay attention to what I'm saying to myself unconsciously every day. And the rule of thumb I use is, don't say anything to yourself that you know if somebody else said it, it'll be some furniture moving, you know. And I see people, and I see people passively saying things to themselves and don't realize the damage they're doing. I hear people say, well, let me take my chunky self on to McDonald's. Well, you know, if somebody else told you take your chunky self to McDonald's, you'll get mad. And if you'll get mad at somebody else, why in the world would you say it to yourself? So my view of life is, if I'm going to experience a hard time in life, it's going to be in life. I'm not going to experience it in my head and then experience it in life, too. I'm free to experience whatever I want to experience in my mind. Now, life, that's another thing. I'll deal with that. But I'm going to have a good time in my mind. I'm going to be a superhero in my mind. I'm going to be the smartest person in the room in my mind. Now, if some things happen in life that I have to make some adjustments, I'll deal with that. But I'll deal with it based off the hope that I've spoken to myself in my mind first.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Are we still here?
We're still
Hello?
Here.
Okay.
No, absolutely. Just talking on mute, that's all. And we have, thank you so much, Robin, for that awesome, awesome question. And Terrell, I tell you, a burst of energy. All right, so we're going to go on now to Sharon Parker and then to Miss Ursula.
Okay.
Sharon,
yes, I was on mute too. Oh, yeah, I'm totally stoked about this whole conversation. And as we look at the auto-suggestion and how we transform our thinking. And you said something very pivotal when it comes to what you say to yourself. You know, would you allow someone else to say that to you? And so
right.
My question, you know, I have a question and a comment. One, you really resonated with my spirit because I have a church background too. And it was service. And even now I have to catch myself. I automatically default without even trying to go and service somebody else. And I haven't done what I need to do for myself. So
right. As
you were going through your mental transformation in that regard, what was it like to go from that mindset that I have to think about someone else, but no, it's okay to think about myself. What was that process like for you?
Well, the biggest thing for me, and I'm thankful, I don't know exactly where this thought came from, but I even learned that even the Bible, if you read it, you accept the words based on your level of understanding. So if you have a negative thought, you can find every negative thing in the Bible to agree with the way you think. See, he killed all the children. That's why I want to kill children. And you can justify it in your mind if your spirit is not right. In the scripture when Jesus said that these words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life, that hit me one day. That, man, we're supposed to live a life that's not only beneficial for those around us, but we're supposed to enjoy this process. And you cannot give anybody anything if you don't have anything within yourself. So that was a waking up point of myself. But the thing that really did it was there are people that no matter what you do, they're going to be unhappy. Whatever you do is not going to be enough. But I think even the Bible helped me with that, saying kick the dust off your feet and go to another town, man. You got to go around some people that's happy to see you coming, that bring some joy into your life, that you love talking about things, that you love experiencing good moments, because the more energy you have around you that's positive, the more positive things come in your life. And you're going to run into a lot of problems if you hang around a bunch of bad luck, slept rock type people who keep bringing their problems to you, and now because you feel sorry for them, you're taking on some issues that you don't have to have in your own life. So my whole thing was I'm going to be a force of positive energy for anybody that wants it, but I will not be a container for other people's negative energy.
All right. I enjoy hearing that. I think there's something leaping in a lot of our spirits. All right, thank you both. And so Ursula had something she wanted to inquire about.
Good morning. I enjoyed almost everything you said so far, and I'm internalizing quite a bit, especially the one where, you know, don't say anything to yourself that you don't want anybody else to say. That is just totally profound.
Thank you.
Because sometimes I can beat up on myself like nobody's business. It's like I don't need an enemy. I just have to, you know, listen to myself. Hey, I will quit.
Right.
But to that end, how do you create a balance when you're looking for your or in pursuit of becoming rich or thinking and growing rich? And your personal life. So how do you balance your professional life and your personal life?
Well, it comes with an overall focus, a goal, a purpose for life. Like, how do I view the world? That's the first step. How do I view the world? And then everything else becomes an extension of that thought. I believe that the reason that I was put on this earth was to wake up the passions and dreams inside of other people. I believe that's the reason I was here. I believe if you got something inside of you, I can help you find out what it is. That I just believe that. So that's how I act with my kids. When I'm spending time with my kids, I say, how can I add value to this moment? Oh, we're playing a soldier? Okay, I crawl on the floor with you so you can see that you can have fun playing this soldier game. Oh, we jumping on the trampoline? I'm going to jump on the trampoline with you. I just believe if you put enough positive energy into anything, just the nature of the universe, positive energy has to come back to you. Now, it may not come from that place, but positive energy will find its way back to you. So when I go to work, I'm at work. I am at work. When I'm on my way to work, I'm on my way to work. When I'm at home, I'm at home. Wherever I am, I try to be in that moment, getting the most I can out of that moment, so I won't waste time trying to do 4, 5, 6 things at one time. I'm just present in the moment that I'm in, being the best version of myself, giving the most positive energy that I can, and then once I leave that moment, hopefully I planted enough seeds that something will start growing when I'm not there anymore.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much.
And for those of us that travel a lot, you have said a lot, because oftentimes, I'm not talking about myself, of course I am, we can be at work and we wish we were home.
Yeah.
And then we're home and we wish we were at work. And so that is, and actually when we talk about the whole auto-suggestion, a lot of it has to do with, and I think everybody can hear and feel your spirit as you're speaking, but a lot of it has to do with the programming of the mind in terms of the auto-suggestion and making a conscious decision to be present. We're on this show, and some of us is on the show. We're some other places where we're on the show, and some of us are listening, but we're actually not here. We're listening, but we're actually involved in some other activities. And so I want to thank you for bringing that value. We're going to go to another commercial break, and then we're going to come back and share some additional information from our awesome guests. And if we were in your city, we would love to be present to hear you present with this level of energy. It has got to be contagious to your audience, right?
it's high energy. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to go on to a commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the book. We're going to talk about your professional speaking, and then we're going to also talk about what's next for you. All right? So,
yes,
you take us to a break. Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right, and we are back. And for those of you that may have chimed in a little late to the show, we're talking with Terrell Munger, who is an author, speaker, strategist. He was born in, he calls it the impoverished community of South Memphis. I think most of us that were born around that time was born in an impoverished community, depending upon where you come from. But today he teaches others how to hone the ability to see and create the lives they want to live through easy-to-follow strategies and formulas that maximize opportunity, raise personal beliefs, and free people and organizations to live their highest potential, whatever their current station is in life. And so, Terrell, if there was any point you'd like to share our listeners, that is one action that they could take on this journey, what would that be in terms of helping them to find a better quality of life for themselves?
I would say one of the biggest things is to make sure you focus on what you want more than what you don't want. See yourself as an architect that's building a house. When you're building a house, you're focused on purchasing and organizing the pieces to create what you want. You don't write on paper, I don't want this type of wood, I don't want this type of brick. No, you write on paper, I want this wood, I want this brick, I want it to be this size, I want this room. So everything is about what you want. And even though it is not there yet, every piece adds to it. I'm going to lay this concrete. I'm going to put in this plank. I'm going to lay this brick. And even though the house is not finished, you're motivated because you're putting all the things together that add to what you want and not focusing on the things that you don't want. And honestly, this is a biblical principle. When God stepped out to create the world, even though he separated the land from the water, and he had this big muddy mess, it said in the first day he said it was good. What do you mean it's good? It's a big muddy mess. Progress is good, whether it's where you want it to be or not. If you made any progress, go to sleep happy. It's good. You may have a way to go, but if you don't celebrate the good, you don't have the energy to deal with the bad. So I say focus on what you want more than what you don't want.
Wow. I think that's a word, and that word would preach. I think he just did preach it, because the book, because even Napoleon Hill tells us that when we focus on auto-suggestion and how the self-talk, the self-suggestion,
yes,
is oftentimes negative. So anything,
yes,
in this chapter you would like to share with our audience or leave with us before we begin to wrap up? And I also want to remind our callers, if you have a question or comment, please press 1 on your phone, and we will gladly add you to the show as we prepare to wrap up. It has gone so quickly, my goodness.
Yes,
yes, sir, Terrell. Any particular area of the chapter you'd like to share before we wrap up?
If I could narrow down, the best part is when he was talking about your dominating thoughts. Outside of just the affirmation that we speak 2 times a day, that whatever it is, words should be mixed with emotion and a clear conscience. This is the key. You have to believe that you deserve it. You have to believe that you're worthy of it. And if your conscience is clear, you can go after it with vigor. It robs you of energy if you feel like you don't belong in the room or you don't deserve a raise. So if you want a raise, clear your conscience by being the first person at work and the last person to leave. Or if you want to start a business, clear your conscience by doing everything you can do personally yourself before you try to get somebody else to invest or help you. So I say, once your conscience is clear and you believe you gave it your best shot, you have to believe, I deserve this, I'm worthy of this. If anybody else on earth can have it, I can have it. But that dominating thought with a clear conscience shows up in your energy, your conversation, your facial expression, your vocal tone, and it goes to create what it is that you're thinking.
And I can see it, I can feel it, I can touch every single word,
yes,
you're saying.
Yes.
And yes. So I just want to come back to our co-host and ask each of them if they have some closing comments and or remarks, because this has been a high-energy show, and I am so excited. Like Robin often talks about, what better way to start your day on a Saturday? I can't think of a better way. We do this 52 weeks a year. It's phenomenal. So, yes, we do.
Wow.
So, Robin, any closing comments? Then we're going to go to Sharon, and then we'll go to Ursula.
I just want to say thank you for being a guest, because, again, your spirit, your energy is very, very contagious. And just know that you have implanted a visual of me moving some furniture. Because, again, that's something that, you know, that's thinking, you know. So, yes,
right.
I'm going to move some furniture in my mind. And, again, it was just really a treat. You must come back on the show, but I want to know, when is service and when are you speaking at this? Where can I hear more of you? What's your handle?
I'm going to tell you, you can go. I have an app that you can download. It's called One Accord, but you can also go to my website for my church, withoneaccord.com, and we do stream live. It's with the number one accord.com, and it's 10:30 Central Time on Sunday.
Awesome.
Yeah. And
right.
A lot of my other information is on my website, TerrellMunger.com.
Awesome. Again, thank you.
thank you for being our guest, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what church? You have a church?
I have a church. I'm a pastor of a church. Yeah, it's One Accord.
Wait a minute. We got to start the show all over again.
You didn't feel the spirit, Miss Angie?
I felt it, but that was my point. I thought it was just from the motivational speaker. I need the other bio. Oh, no, Robin. We have to have you back, Terrell. We have about 10 more chapters to go. So for those of you who are just listening in, you just heard the Reverend Dr. Terrell Moore. Let us all turn our Bibles to the chapter of Genesis.
Well, it's been a pleasure anytime. I would love to.
And, you know, in all seriousness, though, I tell people that my mom was a holiness minister, but this book took me back to the book. And I learned so much about the Word of God from the applications of this book. And going back and then rereading and revisiting and revitalizing and reimagining the Word of God in a different mindset, because my mind has been changed. And so when you talk about the renewing of the spirit, you know, we talk about talking the talk and walking the walk, but this is what it looks like. So I'm not going to preach because you already did. But anyway, we're going to go on to Sharon. Sharon, you have any closing comments, please?
Yes, I'm just enjoying the whole thing and just listening to how everything unfolds. And thank you so much for such a great insight and revelation. Now we know why. Because some of your revelation is definitely unique and could totally only have come from God. And and just emphasizing the importance. The last thing you said and I heard was one of the things was you deserve it, you know, and really recognizing that we deserve the best. We deserve good in our lives. We deserve all those things that God has for us. And so we have really enjoyed you, and we appreciate what God has in you and that you are giving to the world. It's definitely a blessing, and this show has been totally amazing. Thank you so much. And I leave with the final thought for myself. Sharon, you deserve it.
Yes. That's going to be our quote for the rest of the year. We deserve it.
Deserve it.
Well, thank you for deserving it, Sharon. And now the rest of us, we deserve it, too. We really appreciate that. Now, so we're going to go to Ursula. And, again, we want to ask our callers, if you have a question or comment, press 1 as we prepare to wrap up the show and get ready for the next one. Ursula?
Yes, now I know why I feel like I have been converted. Because, quite frankly, and this is for myself and for our listeners, I intend to go back and listen to this show again, because there are a number of things that you said that were aha moments for me, but they were also moments that were confirmation of things that I say. For instance, focusing on what you want, and the way that you described it was just phenomenal. But I believe in that. It's like when someone is going through a hard time, why are you focusing on the things that you're losing or that's gone? Because that's just something that's going to make you cry. But when you look at what you have in front of you, that keeps you going. And I know that that's what happened to me when I go through tragic moments. I work more then than I work any other time, because I have my head down going toward those things I want. So thank you for that confirmation, and then information on all the other things that you said. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, all right. Terrell, let's start with you first before we wrap up. Any closing comments you'd like to share before we wrap up the show?
I really just want to say thank you guys so much, and I just love being around people that have a passion for life and believe the best in life, and I feel that it is here, so thank you for allowing me to join this group.
Well, I feel like passing the collection plate. All right, Sharon and Ursula and Robin, thank you. And we're going to have Robin to come on and share with us. We have an awesome guest coming up next week. And with that, Robin, if you can share. And while we're waiting on Robin to come, just one moment, we do also like to encourage all of our listeners, please join us in January, the first January every year, at the Embassy Suites. You can find the information on Eventbrite. But we have our annual International Masterminders annual meeting for your life. And what we do is we come and we share what are your accomplishments from the previous year, your goals for the upcoming year, and all of our mastermind group come together as an annual meeting for your life. And if you're interested, you can reach out to us on the Facebook page, which is Think and Grow Rich International Masterminders. I don't have a problem in sharing my phone number. My number is 786-546-0184. If you have a question we'd like to participate, or if you're interested in forming a mastermind group, this is our mastermind group meeting every Saturday morning where we come on and we walk through the book and we hold each other accountable for that. But this is just a phenomenal experience and opportunity to grow in every single area of your life. So with that, Robin, if you would share with us about our guest for next week.
Okay, so our guest for next week is going to be Mr. Wyman Wingham. I was able to get
Wimbush.
Him back on this. Yes,
Wimbush,
he is going to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Wimbush?
I'm sorry.
Is it Wyman Wimbush? Yes.
Right. I'm so sorry. He was our secret caller 2 weeks ago, and I was able to get him to come on as our guest. So he'll be featured on the 23rd. And then after the 30th, I'm sorry, the next guest would be David Ebanks.
Awesome. Awesome. So, Terrell, many of your friends from Black NSA, we want to thank you. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. Yes, go ahead, please. Sorry. All right. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. We want to thank all of our callers and listeners. And remember to think and grow rich. And Ursula, we can go ahead and wrap the show. Thanks.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.